Speak your mind with your online group. Build a better group. Use the newest voice conferencing service available. TalkShoe. Talk with everyone. TalkShoe. That's TalkShoe.com.
Okay, that's unprofessional. Up against Charles Strickland.
Recorded live.
Welcome to Episode 7 of WordPress Weekly. I'm your host, Jeffro. I'm also the webmaster behind the blog, Jeffro2.0.com. And as per usual, a disclaimer, WordPress Weekly is not affiliated with WordPress or Automattic in any way. I just happen to have way too much time on my hands. If you would like to participate in today's show, either voice your opinion through the TalkShoe web client, or you can use Skype out or a telephone landline and dial 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID is 34224. You don't need a TalkShoe account to participate. Simply follow the directions given to you via the audio prompt to make an anonymous call. And if you forget your PIN number, just use your phone number, as a guest in here recently found out. But now I'm just going to go over some quick errata. Earlier in the week, I received an email from Mark. I can't remember his last name. Mark, he writes over at Mark Risen, that's who he is. He writes over at Mashable.com, and I guess he's got some media contacts with TubeMogul. I think it's called TubeMogul.com. It's like a video or buzz site, and they were having some problems with WordPress, and they couldn't figure out. And I guess what the problem was, they were using WordPress 2.1, and for whatever reason, every time they try and make a post, they would just get a blank white page, and they had no idea what was going on. So Mark referred him to me because apparently he thinks I'm a WordPress guru. And when I gave the guys a call at TubeMogul, I immediately told him, I said, look, I'm no guru. I just happen to blog about it. I'm a fan. I'll provide you guys some tips, and, you know, maybe one of them will work. So, you know, he was talking to me, and I was talking to him. I said, well, first of all, you're running an old version of WordPress. I said, right now, the latest version is 2.3.3 and 2.5 scheduled to come out next month. So I said, the first thing you might want to do is upgrade. And so I said, you know, that might fix the problem. So he said, okay, we'll look into that. And I said, if that doesn't work, then you might want to export your data from WordPress, install a fresh copy of WordPress, and then import that data back in and see if that works, because that's kind of like reformatting WordPress. And I gave him some tips and tricks, and I told him, you know, check out the codecs, and he got back to me a day later. He said that they did an upgrade from 2.1 to 2.3, and it worked. So I thought that was pretty cool. But enough of that. Let's get on with today's show. And I'd like to start by introducing a special guest today. His name's Tommy, and he's one of the lead developers behind the Shifter theming system for WordPress, which I just happened to purchase the other day. Tommy, how are you doing tonight?
Hello, Jeffro. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good evening, and thanks for having me on here.
No problem. Hey, it's my privilege, especially after coming across Shifter. So, for those of us who don't know out there, can you explain to us a little bit about what Shifter is?
Well, Shifter is a theme system for WordPress that allows a user to choose virtually any functional look or layout for their site. It helps everyone from the beginning blogger to the advanced blogger to organize and display their content in some really exciting ways.
Yeah, and you, what's interesting is I've been looking at various themes for, I'd say, about a month now. I just get into this habit where I'm sick of my theme. I'm looking. I've tried all the magazine layouts that were out there. I've tried all the other various themes that were out there. And just for whatever reason, I happened to come across the image of Shifter that showed all the different positions and widget layouts that were possible on the theme. And I said, well, this is kind of familiar because it reminded me of Joomla. You guys use the same terminology of Joomla, and we'll get into that later, because that's a question I want to ask you. But I decided to look into it a little more, and what I realized is that you guys are one of the, or Shifter is one of the first themes to actually really utilize the power of widgets. And I just wanted to know, what was what's the inspiration behind Shifter?
Well, funny you should mention Joomla, because actually I had a very good friend of mine who was trying to migrate a flash site. He's a professional photographer, and he had a beautiful flash site. It just wasn't doing anything for him as far as search engine results. So he was thinking about moving over to some type of a content-based system like WordPress or Joomla. I told him he should probably try out WordPress because it's a lot easier, and out of the box, I think it's actually far superior. He looked around for a week or so and got back with him, and he had decided that he was going to use Joomla. And I said, you know, why? I have used Joomla in the past, and I've used Joomla and used WordPress quite a bit too. And I didn't want to say don't use Joomla. That's not what you need. But I almost knew exactly what he was going to say. He was going to say the templates are better, and you can just do more with it. And I said, well, you know, give me a couple of days. Let me see what I can do for you. So got to work, and that's Shifter. We've taken a lot of the concepts from Joomla, like you were mentioning, like the module terminology, different positions on the page that can be fully utilized, and threw them into a theme system. And that's where we are.
Interesting. I because when I came across that and I saw that the module positions were labeled user 1, user 2, user 3, I thought, you know, that's funny. That's exactly how Joomla labels their modules in different user positions for content. So that's pretty interesting that Joomla actually did play a role into Shifter. And it's funnier still is that on the previous episode, or the episode previous to that, I was complaining about why are theme designers only allowing like two squish sidebars for widgets in their themes when they could be using so much more. And I happened to do a demo test of Shifter, and it was just incredible. I had these different contents, these widgets, like for instance recent comments. I didn't even have to go into the theme and put in the recent comment function or any type of weird plugin code into the theme. I could just drag that get recent comments, and I could put it over here, I could put it over there, I could put it on the bottom, put it on the top. And I just thought that was just awesome.
Well, so that's the idea. the first thing anybody does when they get a theme is they open up the code and they start putting stuff where they need to put stuff. And WordPress is so powerful that you really don't need to do that. Everything is there. You can utilize it in a different way and make it a lot easier for people to have the design that they want. And if you know your CSS and you know all the other stuff, you can set it up for someone and make it just an infinitely easier and a more enjoyable experience. And that's what we were aiming for.
Yeah, I purchased the lowest package you have. I think it's the personal site license. It costs $79. But let me tell you, the Shifter theme, if I could describe it, you know, in one sentence or less, the Shifter theme is like 200 themes in one, just because of the functionality and extensibility you guys offer with it. So what is Shifter truly capable of besides, you know, just being able to move content around? I mean, what is the full power behind Shifter?
Well, we haven't learned that quite yet, to be honest. One of the great things about this whole experience is that every time somebody gets it, they do something, 9 times out of 10, they'll do something different than what we thought you could do with it. You know, not to pick on you, but I saw your demo site over at getshifter.com, and you had done something in your demo site that I just had never thought of before. You dropped the image block up in the very top level of everything, and I thought, wow, what a cool idea, what a cool look. I never thought of that before. Just, you know, once people get their hands on it and they start to play around with it, they just seem to become captivated by it, and they have a really great time with it, and that's the way it should be.
Well, I'll honestly state that after my first hour of playing around with the theme, it was one of the only themes where I was truly getting a kick out of just playing around with the settings, because in the back end, you've actually coded it so that you can change the width of the blog just by selecting a different setting. You know, you could choose between 974 pixels or full width. You can choose which areas you want the sidebars to appear on. You can even choose if you want some links to be available or not. You even have different choices for the display of the modules, meaning you can have a top widget header clear and around borders. I mean, it's just insane the kind of customization you've been able to put into the theme, and you've made it so easy for the end user to change their look of their theme.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun with it.
Yeah, so how difficult of a process was it to place a number of different widget areas within the theme? Because, you know, a lot of the themes we have out there now, a lot of times I'm coming across themes that just have the sidebars, the two sidebars smashed together, and you have about 9 or 10 different widget sidebars. I just wanted to know, you know, how difficult was it to get that all of that into a theme?
It was a nightmare.
Nobody's doing it then.
I guess so. I mean, it's all there. It could be done, and frankly, it could have been done for a very long time as far as WordPress is concerned. I mean, they've had widgets standard for quite some time now, and you know, it's more than just the widgets, though. Everything else has to be right, and everything has to work together, and it all has to integrate. And that's what took the majority of the time, because literally, you can switch from a 750 pixel theme to a 974 pixel theme, or let's, you know, go crazier and go fluid width, and everything will work exactly right. Somebody, forgive me, I forget the website, but somebody that reviewed it, and they actually did mathematical calculations on it, and I was kind of taken aback by that, and they came up with the idea that you could probably have a different look every day for 10 years and not repeat the same look. And I had to actually do the math to try to figure out if they were right. But sure enough, you know, it's something close to that, something crazy like that. I mean, there's 14 module positions, and you got all these other different possibilities. So you could just go on and on, really.
And we're going to take a question from the chat room here. Casper's asked the question, how would you define a premium theme, and how do they differ, or do you think they should differ from the free ones?
Well, I didn't come up with the premium theme thing. I think that's just some word that has been thrown on top of themes, and I think it means paid. I think you could theoretically have a free premium theme. I've seen that advertised, and I would agree with some of them. Some of them look great, and they're for free. I think a premium theme is something that someone has put a little bit more effort than your average person who's going to go in and maybe hack up Kubrick or something like that, and maybe throw in a header image or two, and then release it over on Weblog Tools Collection and the board there, and get a lot of hits and get a lot of people downloaded, and then they're going to get links back. A premium theme is something where you have someone who knows what they're doing first off, but can go for it and take it to a different level and actually present you probably with an application, which is what I think Shifter is. I think really, although it's called, we're calling it a theme system, and it sits in your theme folder, it's a little bit more than that. And so that's how I would define the premium theme. The question about how do they differ, I think it's all wrapped up in there. I think it's just the overall quality, and if you're going to pay for something, you better be paying for something that's worth it. And I think you can. I think that's what it is.
Hey, good answer. I like that. We talked about that. I think it was brought up by Ronald Eureka on Weblog Tools Collection the other week. He actually wrote up a post saying, you know, what is a premium theme? And, you know, the answers varied. Everybody had a different answer. It was just one of those topics where you ask 100 different people, you can get 100 different responses. So,
Right.
Yeah.
I saw you actually. I was following some things on your site this week. You know, I'm still waiting to see what you actually do with Shifter, but I caught a quick glimpse of a screenshot that you had. But then I also began to follow the chit chat that you had on the sidebar, and it looked like you actually caught a little bit of flack from some of your people for actually paying for a theme. But I don't think that's a bad thing, and I think the paid theme is something that will actually help out WordPress. I think that themes have actually held WordPress back. Again, going back over to Joomla, Joomla has had paid themes forever, and some of them are really high quality things that, you know, you can get in a theme club like Rocket Themes com. They have some fantastic templates, and I think that those ultimately expand and enhance the sites way more than probably what they should be with Joomla, because like I say, I think WordPress is probably easier out of the box, but I think that the paid themes are probably a function of actually what went on last year with the sponsored link themes. I think people saw that there was probably a way you can make money off of your talent and your effort other than trying to stuff links into something. So I think that ultimately the premium theme or paid theme, whatever you want to call it, is a great idea.
Well, I mean, paid themes for Joomla have been around for an awfully long time. And as far as my opinion goes, I've been looking and looking. I spent that whole month looking for a good theme for WordPress, you know, something that I was looking for, and I could not find it yet. I constantly came across Joomla themes that I was like, man, God, I wish this was available for WordPress. And look at this. You got all these different areas you could place stuff in. And, you know, with WordPress, one of these people bringing out themes where you got content and two sidebars. I mean, it was it sucked.
Well,
but we'll get onto that later. But, I mean, you talk about paid themes being good for WordPress. Just wait until the theme marketplace comes out for WordPress.com. We're going to see a whole lot more in terms of theme authors being paid for their themes when they come out with the theme marketplace for WordPress.com.
It'll be interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting concept. You know, just the power that WordPress.com has behind it. Basically, you know, they're going to flip the switch on this thing, and it's going to change everything as far as the paid theme market goes. There are other people who are doing other different things. I saw that you were going to have Small Potato on tonight. I don't know if he's checked in or not, but I think his $5 theme club that he has is a great idea. I think that's just another way that people can get these really high-quality themes, and it gives more incentive for the developers to put some effort behind it. It was too easy before to make a theme, put it up, and get your links. And I think that it's just going to put the bar a little bit higher.
Exactly. And I think I contacted Small Potato, but I'm not sure if I got a response back or what happened during the week. But, hey, have you guys used the Shifter theme with any beta version of WordPress 2.5? I mean, considering the admin redesign that's currently undergoing in the back end, have you guys tested out the admin?
I have. It works. that was one of the big questions. I'm not a fan of the current 2.5 widgets page. I think it's a bad idea. I don't think it's going to help anybody out. It's really confusing. Unless you have that one great sidebar that you have widgetized. When you run into something, Shifter, we've got 14 different modules that you can take full advantage of. You can put whatever you want anywhere. And the interface for 2.5 is really weak, if you're asking. I think that if there are any plugin authors that are listening, figure out a plugin to revert back to the old widgets for a while, because the drag and drop was a lot easier than what they have right now.
You know, I agree. I've been using the I tested around, played around with the widget interface, and it just wasn't as easy as, you know, just grab something and drag it here. But when you bring that up, I've noticed with the Shifter, you've got so many different positions on there that if the widget place of the theme is in like the top right corner, you know, in the admin, and I gotta somehow drag the widget from my widget bar in the bottom upwards, it doesn't, you know, the scroll bar doesn't go up. So I have to drag it up to the fifth widget, up to the third widget, up so I can get it up to the third widget.
I think that's called pushing the envelope of the
widget page. Yeah. I guess. I've never seen that many widget spaces before.
Yeah, on the drawing board, we have plans to redesign the widget page ourselves to make it more like the module map that is included in the help files to show you where you're going.
That would be nice.
We just haven't been able to do that just yet, but that's on there.
I was checking out the tabs. You might have noticed I posted in your support forum about the tabs, not the feature tabs, but the three category tabs.
Right.
I was looking around in the PHP file, and I noticed that you were dealing with Yahoo, some Yahoo stuff for the category tabs. And I was just wondering if you could go into a little more detail as far as, you know, what is involved between Yahoo and these three tabs.
Sure. When we first started out this project, I became very interested in the YUI library that Yahoo has made. That's the Yahoo User Interface Library, which is a great set of free tools for anybody that is thinking about getting into this. Some people call it YUI. Down here in the South, we call it the UI. So the UI interface is a big part of what we can do. It seems that there is everybody who designs a theme and wants to drop any kind of JavaScript in it is probably going to look at MooTools. For some reason, or whatever it is, that just seems to be the most popular JavaScript library to work with. But the UI library is really powerful and has a lot of great things in it. And that was a big part of the design with this. You can either have, you know, your MooTools type DOM tabs and other DOM tab efforts, or you can utilize this big library that Yahoo has. And, you know, Yahoo knows how to build a web page and make it work right. And so they just give the stuff away. And everybody ought to check it out if you're interested in any of it.
Yeah, interesting. I came across the theme today, another theme that was using something dealing with Yahoo. So apparently it might be spreading as far as using the UI. I like that, UI. And I've noticed during my search for WordPress themes, I came across some magazine layout themes and noticed that some of them use something called custom fields. And I was wanting to know if you guys happen to use or utilize any of the custom fields during the design of Shifter.
We do. Take Jeffro 2.0 design a little bit further. Going back to that tab block, we utilize a thumbnail custom image. All that's in the help files too. And as far as version 1.8 is concerned, which we're probably going to release here in the next couple of days, and we'll send it out to all of the people who have bought previous versions through email first, so they can check it all out and have a lot
of
fun.
You heard it here first, guys.
There you go. 1.8 is coming out very shortly, probably on Monday or Tuesday. You can email me if you want a copy, or we'll try to get it out to the people who are on our list. But as far as the custom fields are concerned, in 1.8, we're going to try to tackle the issue of cleaning up your blog a little bit more. I don't know of any other nicer way to say it, but if designers can take hold of the things that people get out of control with, things will work better for people. And that's one of the things that we're going to try to do with 1.8 as far as images are concerned and ads. But the custom fields are going to come in big with the images in 1.8. Custom fields are a great thing in WordPress that has been there forever and nobody ever uses it. They work really well. We do it with thumbnails and this new feature that's coming out in 1.8, but they're very easy, and it's like one of the most underused techniques in WordPress, and it's been around forever.
Yeah, I've noticed some different magazine-style themes out there using the custom fields to display like a little thumbnail next to a post, and the post would be an excerpt,
right.
You know, things
right.
like that.
Yeah, check out your help page there, Jeffro, and there's some information about inserting a thumbnail. But our featured tab block that shows on the first page, whether or not you're going to use a blog portal or a portal look or a blog look, depending on what you choose, a thumbnail image will pop up there if you've assigned it to a particular post. And you know, I think that probably about now every theme should be customizing a category or an archive page for you, and thumbnails should show up there. I mean, it just makes it look a ton better, and it's much more interesting if you have one. And if you use the thumbnail on Shifter, as with many other really good-looking themes, you'll get a lot of nice looks even on your category pages.
Okay, and you know, one last question I had for you tonight. You guys appear to be doing a hosted version of Shifter. Will this continue into the foreseeable future, and will it operate similar to the way WordPress.com is currently operated?
Well, you're talking about GetShifter.com. That came about. We had no way to demo Shifter. You know, you go to a theme and they have a demo page and you can scroll through and you can figure out what's going on. Shifter is entirely different. You cannot have 10,000 different layouts within reason. So we set up an WPMU site and calling it Get Shifter, and anybody can go there and you can check out Shifter for free. You can sign up for a demo blog. You can even use the blog if you want. We don't care. You don't even have to buy it. You can just go ahead and blog away with Shifter if you want. We certainly see that going in the foreseeable future. It's kind of a demo site, but many people are just saying, you know, I'm tired of messing with upgrades. I'm tired of doing all this other stuff, and why am I going to pay for this when I can just go over here and I can do this? So, yeah, we see it going in the foreseeable future. It's been a real success so far.
Nice, and if anybody wanted to check out Shifter, at least give it a try, check out all the different ways you can modify the modules and the widgets, where would they go?
Well, they can go to GetShifter, GetShifter.com, and sign up for a free account. Do whatever you want with it. You can even keep the blog if you want. You find out all the fun stuff in the back end and see what you can do with it.
Awesome. I really appreciate you stopping by and coming on to the show to give us a little more detail as far as this theme goes, because I have not seen a theme capable of what Shifter is capable of doing. And Shifter has been a godsend to me. I've been looking for this theme for over a month now because I've messed around with it. I'm almost 75% done with what I'm doing with Shifter. I think it's going to be a Shifter design that it's not going to be your typical Shifter.
Be honest with you, I don't know what that is. But I did see your screenshot from a couple of days ago, and it looked great. Even then, it looked great. I know you've been pretty active with a couple of questions on the board, so I'm only upset that I couldn't see it tonight during the podcast. I thought you might have a grand unveiling or something, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad it's worked out for you.
No, but you know, trust me, I just want to get this thing designed and over with because my blog's dead. People think I'm dead. The only thing keeping me going is this show. I just want to be done and over with this so I can get back to being a content guy.
I don't know. You might have something here with – I mean, I've listened to all the podcasts this week since you asked me to be on, and you're going in the right direction with this. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I might have to fire Brad for being my confidence booster and hire you. But, hey, you're more than welcome to stick around if you want to talk about, you know, the news of the week in WordPress or if you want to stick around for the theme roundtable unless you got to go.
No, I plan to be here. I'm having fun.
Okay. Well, just sit back and enjoy the rest of the show.
Sure. Thanks.
And I'm going to introduce the rest of the panel members here now. First up, we have Brad Williams of StrangeWork.com. Brad, how are you doing? Long time no see.
How's it going? Glad to be back.
So, where were you about 2 weeks ago?
Busy weekend. Let's see, 2 weeks ago we had two SnapFu sponsored events in one weekend. I was at Startup Weekend Bloomington here in Indiana on Friday, and Saturday I had the honor of presenting a presentation at the first ever BarCamp Indy Saturday morning. So I gave them a presentation on the future of mobile web. And also a quick demo of SnapFu. And Sunday, actually, participated in the My Ubu Day with IGS Dean, so I got to chat with her for a few minutes. No, but we're Ubu friends, if that counts for anything.
Ubu friends, huh?
Me and probably 2,000 other people.
Were you privileged to be poked by her on your Facebook profile?
No, I don't know if we're actually Facebook friends. I think she maxed out at 5,000, so.
Yeah. Well, was BarCamp Indy a nice event?
Yeah, BarCamp Indy was great. We had a nice turnout with some local tech guys. Everybody gave really great presentations. And it was fun. Actually, Alex is in the room, who gave a really good presentation on simplifying your life despite technology. But it was really fun. It was a learning experience. It was the first time it had been done in Indy, so I was anxious to see, you know, what exactly. It's the first bar camp I've ever been to, so I'm definitely looking forward to going to more in the future.
Well, hey, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
And next up is a first-timer. His name is Jacob Santos, and if you have anything to do with PHP, the name might sound familiar. Jacob, how you doing, buddy? Uh-oh. Jacob? Did he mute himself? Uh-oh. Well, I have to come back to him. I know he's there. Maybe he's afraid. But next up, Andrew. Are you there, buddy? Oh, no. We lose Andrew, too?
Hi, no, I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Oh, man, you're starting to scare me.
No, it's all right.
What are you doing? Were you covering up your ears? You couldn't stand the show?
No, nothing like that, I'm sure.
Okay, so what's new with you, huh?
Well, I just started a new theme today, which is kind of the first one that I've done in a long time, and the first one I've started to do kind of with any real professionalism in mind. So I think your show's come just the right time for me.
Oh, well, you know, make sure to take a demo tryout of that shifter theme if you're looking at presenting a lot of information on your blog in a nice way. Because the $80, I'm going to be serious, I think it was money well spent, and we'll see. Hopefully, when I unveil my design, hopefully it kind of shows everybody what it's capable of.
Yeah, I was quite interested to hear how they did it, actually, because, I mean, I've been working on something similar myself for a little while, and yeah, I've heard really good things about Shifter, so yeah, I was really interested to hear that.
All right, cool beans. And we're going to go back to Jacob here. Jacob, are you there now? Uh-oh. Oops. Okay. David, are you there? Uh-oh. David might be eating his food.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there he is. David, how you doing?
Good, good. Sorry, all I heard was you are unmuted, so I didn't know if you had already introduced me or not.
It's that talk show thing. There's a delay. But so what's been going on with you? Have you got no server troubles fixed on bloggingpro.com?
Probably not, but you know, not really my problem right now. I'm all the way across the country in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, at the Northern Voice Conference, so I'm having a lot of fun.
Northern Voice Conference. Yeah, you mentioned in pre-show that you actually got to meet Lloyd Budd and Matt Mullenweg, and how did that go?
Good. A little bit of celebrity shock in meeting Matt. You know, you kind of, is it really you? But you get over that pretty quick. He's a really down-to-earth kind of guy, and he's going to be doing the keynote for tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he says.
Oh, that's great. Is he built like a football player? Because in some of his photos, he looks like he could play football.
Actually, he's about half a foot shorter than me, almost, it seems. He's a pretty wide set. Like, he's got nice broad shoulders and stuff like that. But he's not a big football player-looking guy when you meet him in person.
And, you know, I have to give kudos to Matt because, for whatever reason, I've been under this assumption that, you know, here's Matt Mullenweg. He's running this successful project called WordPress, and he's running a successful company in Automattic with CEO Tony Schneider. Is it Tony Schneider?
Yep.
Okay. And, you know, he's actually a down-to-earth guy. He actually communicates. He chats in the IRC channel. He does a lot of things I wouldn't expect someone in his position to do, and I really appreciate that, and I think highly of him for doing that.
I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. It was really funny. You know, I kind of was worried because I've been a pretty big critic of WordPress. As much as I'm a fan, I've also been very critical of the things that they do. So I wasn't sure if I was expecting kind of a punch in the head or a handshake. So it was really nice that he was, you know, he actually knew who I was and gave me a handshake. And he talked to me about some of the stuff that WordPress is doing. And it's great. You know, I couldn't be more happy.
Well, cool. Hey, glad you could be a part of the show tonight.
Yeah, hopefully the hotel internet continues to work.
And first time on the show, I actually talked him into coming on is Sonny, who used to be the admin for the WordPress theme repository. Sonny, how are you doing this evening?
Hello?
Hello, Sonny?
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Am I on? Okay.
Yeah, you're on. This is live.
Oh, nice. Hi.
Hello.
So yeah, I just joined a few minutes ago, so I'm sorry if I missed the intro part, and I did hear a little about the Shifter theme.
Yes.
Quite an interesting concept. I really need to play around with the demo, which I will, I guess, shortly. So, pretty interesting concept.
So, Sonny, you used to be the admin, and in fact, in some cases, you still are the admin for the WordPress.org themes repository. I just wanted to know, what's that like running something like that? And apparently it's been down for quite a while now, and I was just wondering if you knew any details as to what was going on.
It's been down since the 14th of July last year. Running the theme viewer was essentially quite similar to running a forum of a sort where you are the admin. So essentially we were essentially in the back end trying to sort out user rights, things of that nature, where, you know, we were helping out the folks who were on it have a better experience using the theme viewer. So essentially, we had had a dual role. We had to help the folks who were in there have a better experience. At the same time, we had to kind of watch for copyright violations and things of that nature, so that we wouldn't have too much of a hassle running a site with many thousand unique visitors on a monthly basis.
I imagine it had to be quite a chore because the theme repository is huge.
Yeah. Considering that my day job was quite taxing at the time, I would spend a good 6 to 8 hours along with help from a wife and such. So it was quite a taxing experience. Although the experience was relatively brief, because the admin prior to that had set it up in such a way that most of the user interaction was automated to a great extent. That, you know, uploading themes and such and to update it was relatively easy. But aside from that, just going through the routine of administrating and taking care of rights and such was pretty much almost like a second day job, 6 to 8 hours a day. So it was quite taxing, but the experience was undoubtedly unique in the sense that that was probably the largest site that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of in a role where, we had to support such a large community. So I would say it was what's going to come next is probably going to make the whole experience even better. And hopefully many of the things that we were struggling with the 2.0 version would be, when I say 2.0 version, I'm talking about the theme viewer itself, would be addressed in the third version that Matt himself is working on right now.
Yeah, they're looking at integrating it with WordPress.org/extend, right? They're going to make it more like the plugin interface?
It is supposedly similar. So, I mean, if you look at the back, the workings of the theme viewer, although from the user end it's relatively simple, but the way it was set up was quite complex. So it'll be similar and hopefully better.
Interesting. Well, it'll be I guess back in December 11th, the post is still there where it says they're making updates to the theme repository where they're going to make it more like a subversion process, and where you can upload it or update your themes via the zip files and whatnot. And it's going to be just like the extend area with the plugins.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's, that's something we have to wait and watch. The last I heard, it was a matter of months, but don't quote me on this, but that's something we'll have to wait and watch.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if the new version of the repository comes back online. And I was bringing up this suggestion earlier. I was talking to Sonny earlier, and I said perhaps now would be a good time to sort of send out a notice to all theme authors who have submitted a theme to the repository and say, hey, look, you know, you've got 3 months to update this theme, and if you don't, we're going to delete it off the repository, maybe to, or maybe they could take everything and put it into an archive. Or something to that effect. What do you guys think of that? Because Sonny brought up the fact that, you know, there's still many people using old version of WordPress, and a lot of those themes are all that those guys have to choose from.
Yeah, which means that they should, in the new version of WordPress.org/extend/themes, they should just tag it with a version so that it's related to, let's say for some reason there's a theme from WordPress 1.2. on the theme viewer or something like that, and it works pretty good with 1.2, but not so good with 2 and above. You know, if those things were tagged properly with the correct version, it would allow those people who are using 1.2 for some weird reason to be able to use those old themes, or find those old themes at least.
Right, and joining us today, I didn't think he was going to make it because he was doing some holy process, is Ronald Eureka of ReadersAppreciationProject.com. Ronald, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Whoa. coming in a little loud there, buddy.
Sorry. Turn it down.
There we go. That's a little better. So that was pretty cool learning about the theme repository. But we're going to go right ahead. I don't have any sound bites to use, but we're going to jump right into the news here. And we're going to start off with this first story, where Wayne, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Liu, asked the question, are you ready for WordPress 2.5? Wayne ended up making a number of points in a recent blog post concerning WordPress and upgrades. Some of those points include appreciating WordPress development. WordPress is undoubtedly the best blogging software available, and best of all, that is completely free of charge. So that doesn't leave you a whole lot of room to complain, does it? He also makes the point that WordPress upgrades pushes everything, meaning that new WordPress plugins and themes that are coming out after the upgrade will be suited to the latest version, and it's rare that they will be catered for the old versions. A couple of other points to make is minor security flaws can kill your blog. A lot of users ask the question when a security release comes out is this upgrade offering a new feature? A security upgrade does not add any new things to my blog, and thus I am not upgrading it. And, you know, my typical response to that is, hey, if you don't upgrade, it's no one's fault except your own if anything should happen to your blog. I mean, that's no excuse. I mean, an update is an update. And one of the last points he makes is avoiding the gap. Ooh, phone call. Say you are blogging on WordPress 2.1 and you did not upgrade it for ages. However, the introduction of tagging in a WordPress blog is in your favor in WordPress 2.3. Can you take the easy route by upgrading right from version 2.1 to 2.3? And a lot of users come across where they have to do these huge jumps, and it becomes more of a pain than if they would have just kept up to date. So just pass it along here. Does anybody think that the amount of upgrades that comes out of WordPress, is that more like a hassle? Is it more of a fuss or a must?
Yeah, if there's something that, if there's a security issue, then, they have to upgrade first of all, don't they? And, you know, I think it's all credit to them that they do it so quickly.
Well, I typically monitor my feed reader and I monitor the dashboard, and as soon as there's a release out, I back up my blog and I install the release, because the sooner the better. And quite frankly, when an update comes out and I get it done, it's like, a little bit of load off my chest. But does anybody else immediately upgrade as soon as a security update's released? Or do you guys just kind of wait around and do it until, it kind of, eats on you?
I think it's a non-issue. I think that if you do not upgrade immediately when the proprietors of the software tell you to upgrade, you've just lost your mind. I think that you were supposed to have someone on from Technorati that was going to talk about all of these blogs that have been lost because they didn't upgrade. That's just how serious it can be, even a minor security upgrade. So I think it's really unbelievable that people don't upgrade.
I think there's something to be said for maybe waiting a few days or even a week just to see. Just like when you update your operating system, you never quite know what's going to happen. You always hope for the best, and usually that's what happens. But every once in a while, something may get really screwed up because of the upgrade. So I like to wait. I usually wait, about a week or so, and then if there's no chatter about any issues, then I go ahead and upgrade. So.
And not only that, but if you guys remember your WordPress history, there was a point where they sent out an upgrade notice to everyone letting them know it was time to get a new version, and unfortunately that version of WordPress that they first released was compromised. And so about 2-3 days later, they ended up having to re-release another version with the proper fixed files. So these kind of things do happen. They do release the wrong things. They're human. They make mistakes. I usually wait about 24 to 48 hours, see what the common opinion is, and then go from there.
Well, I usually just go right ahead. The first thing anybody should do before you do anything is to back up your blog. Bar none.
Yep.
And then it doesn't matter if it doesn't work. You always have a backup copy you can go back to.
The second thing is check Jeffro's blog, because he's always the first one to upgrade that I know, so I just see if you're complaining about any problems first.
That's right. If you go to my page and it says error, SQL file, I messed up or something went wrong. But, speaking of the security issue, what's kind of interesting is if you install WordPress via Fantastico, you're at the mercy of Nettenberg, the guys who make the Fantastico products, because even though they say that based on the severity of the security flaws that are in that script, usually they're not going to upgrade Fantastico Deluxe, the set of scripts, the automation scripts, unless a number of other updates have to go in there to kind of make it worth it. So while we kind of have, if you install WordPress without Fantastico, you have the luxury of updating as soon as possible. But if you installed WordPress via Fantastico, you're at the liberty of Nettenberg, and you can only upgrade when they release a patch, which could be, anywhere between a couple of days to maybe a couple weeks.
Right.
Yeah, they're usually about half a release cycle behind, unfortunately. So, by the time Fantastico upgrades, you're about halfway to the next release of WordPress, unfortunately.
We're not forced to upgrade via Fantastico, because my initial install was through Fantastico, and I just upgrade on my own via FTP now. I don't use Fantastico.
Right. You're not forced to upgrade. I'm saying you're forced to wait on them to provide you the upgrade, because you can't just go and manually do it, because you might break the Fantastico
install. Right, right. And that's probably the best for novice users. If you're not real familiar with FTP or how, websites work or how to update your files, then, stick with Fantastico. But you're right, there is usually quite a long delay. The delay for 2.3 was a few months, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, 2.3 was a big update. And, you know, I'd be willing to bet that the majority of people using WordPress outside of WordPress.com are on web hosting accounts that do these automation scripts.
Well, I think that's the key right there. A lot of it has to do with the host, because everybody here is a very advanced user, and they can do it FTP, and they can back up, and they can do all this stuff. But the host company that has the one-click install for WordPress, and everybody's going on down the road blogging, but doesn't have a one-click upgrade for 2 months or a month, or you know, that's a problem. I know DreamHost had a one-click update within probably about 2 days of the 2.3.3 security release. So I think that a lot of it has to do with the host companies, and Fantastico is a problem because so many people use Fantastico.
Right, and you know, it's kind of interesting that we bring this up, because what I did is I provided my old segue. I just wanted to pass along some news out there that on February 21st, Nettenberg released a new version of Fantastico Deluxe 2.10.4 release 13. That's the latest and stable release that all web hosters should be upgrading to, and that does provide the WordPress update from 2.3.2 to 2.3.3. Now, if I really quickly here, if I go into my admin dashboard and I check out, here we go, waiting for the, it says 50, WordPress 2.3.3 was released 18 days ago. So you're talking about a period of 2 weeks and 4 days of people having vulnerable blogs because they had to wait on these guys to come out with the patch before they could upgrade their site. So, you know, just a word of warning out there. If you're gonna lean on Fantastico shoulders to install WordPress, no offense, Brad, but you know, you're just gonna have to deal with the plugins there. You're gonna have to wait on them for to provide the update. But our third news story, Tommy kind of mentioned this. I wasn't gonna have him on the show. It would have been cool if I did, because then, you know, it would have been awesome. But Ian Kelly of Technorati sent out a small bulletin, and it was just letting people know that all WordPress bloggers need to upgrade their blogs as soon as possible, as a number of them have been exploited by a recently announced WordPress vulnerability. And I believe what he's talking about is the, I think it might be the XML vulnerability, or it might have been with the plugin vulnerability they were having. But according to Ian Kelly and Technorati, I guess they're discovering a number of WordPress blogs that have been compromised. So, I mean, he's not really specific, just kind of gives out that bulletin. It's kind of almost like him pleading, hey, you know, guys, update your blogs. But, yeah, it's pretty much, if you haven't upgraded yet, you know, please upgrade. It'll save you a lot of time down the road, and you know, just having a hacked blog is a PR disaster. But our fourth news story, WP Designer put together a great article which reminds us that we can't trust every WordPress theme author under the sun. While WordPress Designer documents and maintains that everything within their themes is properly licensed, too many would-be designers are hacking paid themes together and distributing them as if they are their own, taking money out of the pockets from the honorable theme authors. So we just kind of put out the post there, put out an all-points bulletin saying, you know, hey, you come across a theme or a theme author, he's kind of selling you a theme. It might not be what you think it is, or it might not have been something that's advertised. And, yeah, let's see, the theme that comes to my mind, it's called Bradford Magazine. He doesn't sell the theme, but what he did is he took the best elements out of Revolution, Structure, and a couple of other themes. He kind of put them all together in one theme, and he's re-releasing it as his theme. And I'm just wondering, what do you guys think of that? I mean, is this all themes released under GPL? Are all themes available for editing where you can hack it up, kind of combine them all into one and release it as your own?
We're talking about Revolution, that's a paid-for theme. I don't think that's kosher.
You got to be careful. You're opening a pretty bad, you're opening a pretty big bag of worms there, or a big can of worms, because you know, that paid theme thing or whatever's been debate has been going on forever. But honestly, you know, pretty much everything related to WordPress is inspiration. You know, everyone's got a two-column theme or a three-column theme. I remember when you could only find two-column themes, and then someone came up with a three-column theme, and next thing you know, there were 100 three-column themes, and then someone came up with a one-column theme, and then there were 100 one-column themes. Everyone has always been heavily inspired by something that someone else has done. There are very few people who are the proprietors of these original ideas when it comes to themes in WordPress. I think there are a lot of people who think they are, but you know, pretty much everything's been done one way or another before. I remember seeing this guy who was all excited. He had created a theme that was a lot like the Mac OS X interface, and if you did a quick search on Google, you could actually find two themes that came out long before his did. And you know, everyone takes elements from someone else or something else.
Hey, if I may add, this is not a new phenomenon wherein people are utilizing information that's available onto their own themes and calling it their own design. That's one of the big issues that we encountered when as admins of the theme viewer. In my estimate, if I don't have the numbers right in front of me, there was a point at which every other theme that was uploaded and removed for the reason that it was a direct copy right infringement of another theme which already existed on the theme repository. So it all goes back to licensing. One of the requirements, I mean, if the theme author is a little careful, he or she is able to protect their information by licensing it, licensing the theme in a way that even part of it cannot be reused in another work. So it all goes back to licensing, and that's one of one concern of ours, which as theme authors has not yet been accurately addressed, because most theme authors, they don't have the resources like large corporations to go after those who violate their copyright work. So that's a good point you're bringing up, and I just got to Small Potatoes site to read about it. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say.
So you're under the impression that you can actually properly license themes?
Of course.
According to Matt Mullenweg, according to Matt Mullenweg, everything related to WordPress is GPL, including themes, which basically means that as soon as you create a theme, it comes with a GPL license. The only thing that you actually yourself can license differently are the graphics that you created for the theme. All code, all CSS, everything related to the theme, other than the unique images that you created, are under GPL.
I would disagree there, except for, let's say, the PHP aspect of the theme, wherein you're using template tags. Those files can definitely be licensed under GPL as required by WordPress or Matt. But the CSS is a creation of the designer or the theme author. Or if there's some JavaScript that's been written down to help in the theme being developed, those could have licensing that are different. One of the things that Small Potato pointed out a while ago with respect to the premium or paid themes was the use of DOM tabs, which was not licensed to be redistributed. Although some paid or premium theme authors had used it in their work. So you have different licenses. So what you're saying
is you're basically bringing up the point that Small Potato or WP Designer is saying is that the DOM tabs.
That's one way of saying it.
We're getting PG-13 territory.
Come on.
Okay. Yeah, DOM tabs.
As long as we're having fun here, all right? So basically what you're coming back to is the DOM the tabs
mm-hmm.
were
the tabs were under
a license, but somebody came in and picked those tabs up, integrated them into WordPress, and so people who don't know are kind of distributing or thinking that those tabs, it came with this theme, must be under GPL, when really you go back to the source and they're under a license. So I think that's the point that Small Potato is trying to make.
Probably. I just got to the site. I haven't read his posts in a while, but this came up a while ago. So the DOM tab issue came up a while ago, probably prior to him deciding on having the $5 premium concept. So I think at some point in time, Small Potato himself was contemplating releasing premium themes for free. So in a sense, having high quality themes with the right license being released for free. So then again, I don't necessarily believe that this post is related to just the DOM tabs. In fact, I have a feeling that it's related to that particular theme wherein the user went in, got the source from these paid themes or premium themes and used it to create a theme of his own of some sort. So I'm inclined to believe that that's probably the case. And one other thing, if I may add, is one of the reasons where I disagreed with WordPress at the time when TeamViewer was closed is the idea that all themes should be licensed under GPL. That's one of the things that I disagreed with. I believe that as a theme developer, you have the rights to release it under whatever license you feel comfortable releasing your work under. If somebody feels that they should not use it, they have the rights not to use it. So they just as well cannot use it. So there is no compulsion for theme authors to stick to any one licensing. And there is legally you can dual license a theme depending on how many files are in it or how many what imagery you're using. So dual licensing is still possible, so you could still satisfy what WordPress or Matt wants in the sense that you cannot license the PHP or the template tags under CC, but you could just as well protect the rest of your creation under whatever licensing you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I agree. That to me is one of those things that really deserves more public support and deserves more support from the people that use WordPress themes, because it really removes some of the reason for people to release themes if they can't control and protect their work.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if someone came and remixed that theme that that you guys were talking about at the beginning of the show, the Shifter WordPress theme, if someone came and re-released that under their own name, I'll call it the David WordPress theme, and I'll go ahead and sell it for $29, and I'll be rich. People would be pretty happy with that.
Well, to be honest, I did a search, and there is a call for alpha testers for a theme called Vanilla. It's based on Sandbox, and apparently what this guy's going to do, or these group of people, they're going to, based on what I saw, they're going to create an open-source version or a free version of Shifter. So I don't know if he got the idea from Shifter or what they're going to do, but they're going to try and create it from scratch on their own and release it for free. So I don't know. It would be interesting to see. But
you can get it for free now. You can go to Get Shifter and get it for free now.
That's technically not getting it for free. But we're gonna. The bottom line there with that story is what you get may not be what's advertised, or something to that effect. Just watch out who you're buying themes from, and just count your stars. But we're gonna move on here. We're already past the hour. What's that?
One thing you have to keep in mind for those shady scene people is that they can also modify their code to basically track everything you're doing. So they can send emails every time someone registers for your site or comments. So you got to also keep in mind that some theme authors are in there for malicious activity as well.
Yeah, actually, I heard about a theme that was tracking the stats based on posts and sending like numbers and keywords back to this one company so that they could have information on what topics were the most viewed on all these different blogs that had installed their theme. And that just blew my mind.
Was that a theme that had a plugin added to it of some sort?
I think it just had Google Analytics code at the bottom that they were using.
Oh.
You could do that easily using the functions.php file easily.
Mm.
Well, it's interesting. See, the theme repository is closed, and the theme repository is the only way that WordPress could have has any control over themes. It's kind of like my argument for plugins. If you're going to go to a website where the file or theme is not hosted by WordPress themselves, take it with a grain of salt, or there's just a certain level of trust. You got to bring it down a couple of notches, because if it was on only if those files are hosted on a WordPress .org or server or whatnot, that's the only way you can really legitimately trust everything that's in there.
If I could add another bit of information there, I wouldn't personally. Even if you get your theme from WordPress Extend or the Theme Viewer, I think it would still be worthwhile for users to at least research a little bit about who created it and what's in it. I know it's not easy for everyone who uses WordPress to have the necessary knowledge as to figure out what's in their themes, but anyone who is serious about taking their blog to the next level, or even serious about the information that they're sharing online, should be a little wary about what theme they're using, irrespective of where they're getting it from, because as I mentioned, there was a point at with the theme viewer that was right before it was shut down for the upgrade. Every other theme that was coming in had a violation of some sort, be it having some codes like the other gentleman mentioned, which tracked or placed advertisements on your theme, or just a ripoff from another theme.
That's interesting indeed. Well, we're gonna wrap up the show here by discussing. There's no way I'm gonna let this slip by, because I want to. I need to vent. Okay. I've been spending the past month, like I've already explained, looking for themes. And I've been looking for a theme. I've been looking for a theme that would allow me to display a lot of information on my site, because I'm planning on becoming like a WordPress resource. I'm going to have news, feature reviews, plugins, themes, and all that jazz. And know, I just needed a way to present a lot of information on the page without it looking cluttered, without looking like crap. I needed some extensibility. I didn't really want to go in and hack a bunch of themes. So what did I do? I perused the internet. And what did I find? I found a bunch of magazine-style themes. Magazine-style themes like The Morning After, WordPress Premium is kind of like a magazine theme. What are some other ones? Morning Grid or Gridlock.
Mimbo.
Yeah, Mimbo, that was one of them. And there's a few others, and a lot of these used custom fields, and I started using these and hacking around with these, and good God, it was a pain in the rear. A lot of these themes, they have these, you have your standard content on the left or content on the right, and then you have these two sidebars, and you can't fit anything too wide or too big in those sidebars, those widgets, and it just, makes the blog look like crap. And, I checked out, I've come so close so many times to purchasing a Revolution theme by Brian Gardner, because he does some good work, but it just, when I looked at his themes, it looked like a bunch of blocks on a page with no organization to it, and I didn't want to use that because it felt like users would be looking around the screen trying to figure out where it is they should go. So I just wanted to talk about some of the things we've been seeing here as far as themes go, and I just wanted to start off right off the bat is everybody's got these 125 by 125 squares on the right side of their blog, and some of them look like they're actually advertising deals. Others look like they're affiliate programs for these paid themes. My question to you guys is, how long will it be until we start seeing those disappear? I mean, do you think those squares and those spots are working or still working? And when will we see those disappear or move into a different spot of the blog design?
I have a quick answer for that, actually. If TechCrunch gets rid of it or moves it or changes it, everyone else will.
I didn't think of it that way.
Because really, that's where this whole thing came from. You know, they popularized it by saying that they make junk loads of money on it. You know, they make what, $10,000 or $100,000 a month off those spots? I don't know. I think it's 10, and they have 12 spots, so they make $120,000 a month off those spots. So when they stop using it, when they switch to some other ad format, you'll see most bloggers switch as well because, Arrington has monetized that blog really well. He's given advertisers something that they want, and until there's something better that comes along, it'll stay the way it is.
I can say that I'm guilty of adding those in the themes that I've made recently, so I'll take the fifth on that.
Well, I'm not going to lie. In my new design, I'm going to add them.
Oh, okay. But
I had off too. I just don't like them overkill, you know?
Well, I think, two to four. Four is pretty good. Six, I think, is the maximum. And, anything beyond six, you're kind of getting overkill.
I love the 125 blocks. I mean, I think it's much better than the long skyscrapers and the top header banners. And, not to kiss up or anything, but I have a WordPress weekly 125 on my blog.
Yeah, it looked pretty good there.
But frankly, I don't think the position of those 125 ads really works, in my opinion.
Do you think it's just... based on the user's individual examples, I guess.
Well, if you look at the Google heat map for, the place where you're going to make the most money by advertising, that spot is probably not it. And if TechCrunch can do it, it's because of the sheer number of people going there and those ads being there for reasons that not every blog can justify. I mean, TechCrunch is probably one of the top blogs that's out there. So if it works for them, it does not mean it's going to work for anyone. So.
Right. That's the point I was trying to get at. And has anybody here got those 125s on their blog right now? Has anybody here made any sort of revenue off those things? I mean, you, especially through the affiliate programs, because I imagine that if you're going to make money off an affiliate 125 by 125 image, people are going to have to click it, they're going to have to go through, they're going to have to purchase an item, and that item's going to be like a referral to your account. So there's a lot more involved there, I would guess, right? Has anybody made money with these things?
I would say private ad sales are going to be your best bet for those size advertisements. My blog, xfep.com, makes about $600 a month on private ad sales. More than half of that coming from my 125 by 125s. As for the affiliate side, I have SEO Book on there, which isn't going to be around anymore, but it was making me about $50 to $150 a month as well. So affiliates, it really depends on the niche, depends on the site, depends on the product you're trying to promote. Again, your best bet is doing the private ad sales, convincing people that they want to advertise in that spot on your blog. You know, that's the way to go.
Well, okay, how about this then for a question? Would you rather put blank advertise here 125 by 125 images in the side, or would you rather put affiliate images there as like fillers until you get private advertising?
I'd rather put affiliate.
I would put an AdSense at the least, because you're wasting some good real estate right there by having a blank. I would at least put an AdSense or something of that sort, which, you know, although it's not going to bring in a lot of revenue, it's better than nothing.
I'm not a big fan of the affiliate links. Unless your blog is getting quite a bit of traffic, the chances of you making enough for them to even cut you a check, because usually there's a minimum payout, $50 or $100, is, you know, slim. So I actually use my blogs just to advertise my own stuff. I haven't had any takers yet on. They actually want to pay me for it.
Well, you kind of have to go out there and get them to want to advertise. You have to convince people to part with their money. I would suggest maybe just putting one of those advertise here blocks and then put useful things there. So if you have a great post about, let's say, like a WordPress overview post, create a 125 to 125 for it and basically promote your own content within your blog or put your featured posts there. But I think one spot is good enough to kind of get people the idea of where they're going to be buying real estate.
Okay. That's some good information there. Everybody and their mother's starting to put those doggone blocks on the side of their blog, and they're in the same spot on everybody's blog. So, you know, and it's even interesting. Some of these people have the big 300 by 300 images in their sidebar, and I think that's a little too much. But next up in the trend, I'd say the overall design trend right now, I think it's still ongoing, is the magazine layout. We're talking about like the Revolution themes, the Mimbos, the you know, all the various other themes. I mean, as far as styles go, I mean, do you guys still think that the magazine / newspaper layouts are still the hot trend right now as far as theme designs go?
I think we're going to get to a point where all of the people who want one and have got enough content for one and are willing to pay for one will already have one. Because, you know, I mean, I know I've tried to use kind of themes which make a lot more out of the quantity of content, and you really need to have the right quantity before you even start using it. So I think there's a limited demand for it, and I think that's probably when it's going to get old, is not so much when the trend disappears, but just when people, you know, the people who want one already have it.
Yeah, well, you make a good point there, because if those using a magazine or a newspaper layout who don't have enough content to fill up those spaces, it kind of degrades your site, makes it look like you're not doing anything.
I want to kind of add on to what Andrew said, is that there doesn't seem to be a good in-between thing. It's either you're going to go all magazine or you're going to go all blog. And I have yet to see a good in-between type theme that can deal with the lack of content or a growing blog.
Shifter. I didn't say that, did I? I'm sorry, because I'm tight. I'm sorry.
I looked at Shifter. It looks pretty nice.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, he's got Shifter is nice because you can choose between three different layouts. You know, the blog, the regular blog listing layout, the blog portal, or just a portal. And I mean, just with the widgets, I mean, the way you can arrange the content, you can make it look like a magazine site, or you can make it look like a just review site. You can make it look like any number of different sites. But enough of that, because I'm not getting any check. I haven't even got signed up for an affiliate program through Shifter yet.
If I had to give Shifter some feedback, I would say a little bit more demo as far as the in-between sites.
But I know you're looking forward to Mimbo Pro, right, Ronald?
Yeah, we're going all magazine, hopefully.
But, you know, what I'm really hoping for is that theme designers out there, you know, if you browse around, I mean, what do you see outside of the magazine themes and the premium themes? You see a bland header with colors. You see bland navigation with no use of icons. You see bland backgrounds, bland colors. You see themes that don't even use the native tagging function in the theme. You have to manually add that yourself. You see these crunched up sidebars, these widgets. You know, I really think right now the majority of your themes that are coming out for WordPress, they're not even showcasing what WordPress is really capable of.
I don't want to plug my work here, but I did write a post in October last year about what the magazine style themes are have done to theming as a whole. I myself until that point wasn't completely convinced that that was the way to go, but it appears that with the premium theme and with the paid themes and the magazine style themes that's been released in the past few months, the quality of the themes that have been produced by themers have definitely improved. People have started paying more attention to the quality now, and they're trying to incorporate newer ideas. So definitely the trend of magazine themes, irrespective of how long it will last, it has definitely helped the quality of the themes that's being produced now. And it's not, although it's not across the board, I wouldn't say that 100% of the themers have moved on to making better quality themes, but a significant percentage of the folks who have been doing this for a while, at least since I've been following them as a themer myself, I have noticed that many of my counterparts have gone on to either produce something of a higher quality than what they've been doing so far, or incorporate newer ideas. And definitely this trend will would last a while before we see something new come up.
Well, I'm just saying, when I'm installing, 2.3 came out, and there's native tagging now in WordPress, and I'll be damned if I see a theme that has the tagging function included somewhere in the post metadata. And it's just everything seems pretty plain to me. Yeah, I agree. The magazine themes and the premium themes that some of the people are releasing, or this kind of like a new word called freemium or something like that.
Premium.
Free and premium.
Yeah.
But I would really, it's like an open letter to theme authors out there. Really look into the functions of WordPress, expand your horizon, create a theme which really shows some true oomph, some muscle power for what WordPress can do. Because I believe, Sonny, were you seeing this earlier, that as far as WordPress themes go, in the theme you can actually put in functions? WordPress is like a mold, and you can mold it into anything you want it to be, and I'm just tired of seeing bland
Yep.
bland stuff being made out of the mold.
Yeah, that's right. What I was telling you earlier was, or what we were discussing earlier was, unlike like a forum software or whatever the other open source software that's out there, with WordPress, the theme is not just a skin, or you know, just it's not just the face of your blog. It actually is what manipulates the functions of your site. So there are plenty of template tags out there that you don't commonly see on all the themes that are out there. But definitely, you can take WordPress to the next level if you know how to build a good theme. So again, I don't want to plug my work here, but if you guys get a chance to visit my site, you would see there are the newer themes that I'm working on have a lot more functions built in using just plain CSS or and template tags, and also some free JavaScript that that definitely adds a lot more value to not just your site, but it also highlights the power of WordPress as a content management tool.
Well, we probably won't have time to do our WordPress tips of the week. We're going about an hour and a half here, so I want to end the show by just going down the list here and kind of give me your little rants as far as themes goes. And I know somebody's going to flame me out there. That's why I'm not going to give out my email address. No, I'm just kidding. If you have any comments or suggestions for the show, I have created an email address specifically to receive feedback on this podcast, and you can reach me at feedback@jeffro2pt0.com. That's where I will love reading your flame emails. And they will probably light my recycle bin on fire. But anyways, I'm going to go down the list here, and I'm going to ask everybody, what do you not like about designs right now, themes, and what you do like about themes right now, and where do you think it's heading? And I'll start first. I'll do the honors. Number one, what I like about themes right now, let's see here. There's a couple out there that are really pushing the limit, and those are the magazine style type themes, the ones that are using custom custom fields, right?
Custom
the ones
fields,
that are using
yeah.
custom fields, and I like in Shifter. That's really an impressive theme. And as far as the future of themes goes, if someone out there, a developer, somebody comes across Shifter and they see what they've accomplished, and they, you know, these people, once themers realize the power of widgets and say, wow, I'll just load up this theme with widgets, and then I'll let the user decide how they want the site to look instead of hard coding something together. You know, once that begins to happen and we see a transition there, I think theming is going to be awesome as far as the types of designs you're going to be able to look at and get. I think it's really going to improve a lot of the looks of a lot of the blogs across the, well, I don't want to say blogosphere, so I'll say interweb. How about that? So, things I don't like about blogging right now, themes, a lot of them are bland, and they don't really truly show what WordPress is capable of, and I've already gone over that. So, Brad, what do you like about themes, what do you not like about themes, and where are themes heading?
I don't know too much I don't like. Maybe one point I might say is I think it's time they upgrade the default WordPress theme. Maybe just, if nothing else, to show some of the more features that can be a part of a theme. The novice or beginner user probably won't know all the features available to them, and the default theme doesn't really present that to them, so they might just assume that's all that's available. As far as what I like or where I think it's going, I think the trend in the web industry in general is kind of evolving from the whole Web 2.0 bubbly friendly look to more of a sleek, almost a darker look. I've noticed a lot of sites popping up that are themed in black, which you don't see as often.
Me, I got a dark one. Just a hint.
Yeah, you do. Seismic's another big one, that, you know, an all-black theme. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing that theme kind of roll into blogs down the road, which I think it looks pretty good. I've always liked black themes if they're done properly, but it's always been a real challenge. So it'd be interesting to see if blogs kind of follow suit with the web industry.
All right, Tom, I know you're going to be biased,
sure,
but you're not allowed to be.
What I like about themes right now, I actually like the direction that everything is going with the higher quality themes. Even if people might have to pay a little bit to get the higher quality theme, I think that that's going to do better. That's going to do more for WordPress than bad themes would, obviously. The better the theme, the better product, and the more fun people are going to have with it. What do I not like about themes right now? I think that they're just too hard for people to use. If people want to do anything other than load the theme, activate the theme, they're going to have to hack into the core. They're going to have a miserable experience, and they're probably going to wreck their site. So I'd like to see some theme designers make it a lot easier for people to use their themes.
Now, when you say easier to use their themes, you're talking about things like you've done where they include options for editing, maybe the text, the font families, the font sizes, the some of the colors, the main colors of the theme, you know, stuff like that, stuff that you just checkmark or select in the admin panel instead of having to dig into the actual code, right?
Well, that's what we did. I'd like to see people do other things. I'd like to see, you know, this is what we've done. There's probably some other better idea that we haven't come along with yet. And I think that if they just start thinking differently than they have in the past, that I code a theme with an index, a single, and a page, if they actually learn what they're supposed to do, that they can progress a lot better and make it a lot better experience for everyone.
And
I'd add on to that.
Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead, it's all yours.
All right.
Oh.
I was playing around with the Shifter theme like a few days ago after you mentioned it on your site, and kind of, you know, set off some light bulbs in my head. And I've had this idea for a while that if you create a plugin, you should try to create it with the intention of the user never having to manually edit code. Because a lot of plugin authors, theme authors, is like, well, if you want to do this functionality, you have to go in and edit the code. And there was actually a comment left on my site the other day saying, hey, you know, people should expect to edit code when they do templates or separate track text from the comments. And I want to get away from that mentality personally. I would like everything to be done using some kind of user interface in the admin panel instead of having people have to go in and edit code. That's what I would want.
Well, that's what we try to do. Check it out. See if you like it.
Hey, Tom, you already had your turn. All right, Andrew, I had to put out the advertisement there. I was like a human pop-up blocker there. But go ahead, Andrew.
It seems to me there's a definite parallel between what's going on with WordPress themes and the whole kind of web standards movement that went on in web design in general a few years ago. You know, at the top end, there are people doing some really, really interesting things and making the best use of, you know, adding plugins to the themes so that, you know, once you install your theme, that, you know, it adds all of this extra functionality, which means you don't have to edit the code and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to go in there and say, you know, I want my title like this or whatever. But at the bottom end, you've still got, you know, a lot of things being churned out which are, you know, hey, here's a two-column layout and here's a three-column layout, and, you know, it's just a three-column layout with a picture on top, and there's, it's hard to find a hell of a lot of merit in it, to be honest. So, you know, the divide is getting bigger, and hopefully the bottom end will start to catch up.
Yeah, I agree. Mr. Peralti, you've had your fair share of experience with themes. You've worked with them, you've developed them, you've ported them, and you've seen them, you've even released them. I'm sure you've got some valuable insight or some critique or criticism or something But go ahead and let us have it.
Honestly, I think I'm pretty much the opposite of everyone else on this panel. I really want to see some pretty themes. I want to see some themes that do have some customization options, but more interesting to me is I want them to be nice to look at. I find so many of the blog themes out there ugly as sin, and I can't believe that anyone uses them on their blogs, and yet thousands of people are using them just because they have all these features. I want to see pretty themes. I've always been a big fan of Design Disease. I've been a big fan of many different designers out there because of the quality of the designs they release. They might not have the most features. They might not have the most customizations. In fact, some of them are a pain to customize. But when I go to those sites, they're easy to read. They have a nice flow to them. Everything looks like it belongs. And I think that's something that's lacking on way too many blogs these days. If I visit your site, I want to see a very consistent look and feel. I want it to be easy to read, and I want it to be nice to look at, or else I'm probably just going to move on to someone who has a nice blog and ignore your blog, despite the great content.
Oh, geez, now it makes me want to hire. Maybe I should republish my $300 design contest post. Which some people got, by the way, through their feed reader. But
yeah,
hold it. I pulled that down after I discovered Shifter. But, Sonny, you've got the last word.
Oh, yeah, everything that the rest of the panel did not like, I'm guilty doing it at some point. Personally, I have close to or over 100 themes, so you can imagine some of the bad things that you guys talked about. I'm pretty sure some of my themes have it. So, what I like about where we're heading next is the quality has definitely evolved. What I'm noticing is more and more, people are incorporating advanced features like options to edit your codes or your style without having to learn scripting or CSS. Along with that, there are numerous other options that WordPress offers that has not been fully utilized or justified in some of the themes that we have seen in the past. But that trend is definitely changing. We're seeing a lot more use of intelligent data presentation, like using conditional tags and expanding the power of not just Word, or rather displaying the power of not just WordPress, but of design skills too, like using CSS and JavaScript. So, I feel that we are definitely heading in the right direction, and I would definitely like to see more themes that are less that are easy for users to use. And on a personal level, I would like to see more free themes also out there, which provide this option, not just those with paid themes.
All right, and I was just going over some things and thinking about it, and I just when I started my blog, I made it look nice, and now I'm in this rut right now where I want to design this thing, I want to make it look nice, and I want to convince myself to leave it the hell alone. But no, I'm looking at Weblog Tools Collection, some guy releases a new free post. Oh, God, that looks pretty, so I want to go and change it again. But just I want to get back to being a content guy. But, hey, I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show tonight. I want to thank Brad. I want to thank Tom from Shifter. Damn, I had to say that again. Andrew Rickman, Ronald, Eureka, Jacob Santos, who stopped by in the chat room. Sorry about your mic issues. Hopefully we can get those fixed because... Now, I'd like to bring you on, and maybe you can discuss your PHP Mojo. Maybe I can get you and Andrew on at the same time. You guys can can debate or fight each other or something. But I'm just kidding. No hate. All love. I want to thank David Peralti from BloggingPro.com for stopping by. Also want to thank Sonny, former and sort of still current admin for the themes repository for WordPress. I want to thank Chris Johnston, the guy who created the WordPress 2.5 demo site that got hacked and redirected to porn sites. I'm just kidding. He fixed that. Disregard what I just said about him. Han Single, thank you for coming in. Guest 9, Guest 14. Caspers, thank you for stopping by. And a whole list of other people who stopped by and listened to the live stream and participated in the chat room. Just a programming note. Because of the people at work wanting to screw around with my schedule yet again, next week's episode of WordPress Weekly will take place on Saturday. So next Saturday, next Saturday is March 1st already. Goodness gracious. March 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's because the guys at work screwed me out of my schedule. But, you know, I live with it. Thanks for everybody tuning in. If you've got feedback that you want to get in touch with me, or you have a guest that you'd like me to interview, or you want to get some people on the show, you want to let me know about something going on in the WordPress world, you can email me at Jeffro@jeffropt0.com, and I'll get it in my inbox, and I'm usually a pretty quick responder. So I want to thank everybody for stopping by, and another episode is in the can. See you next week, guys.
Thank you.
Later.
Thank you.
Adios.